mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it's serious issues we're discussing today. The globalists want bigger terror to re-engineer our society forever. The day the suitcase nukes go off in cities like Chicago, Cleveland, Denver, some of the cities listed by the globalists, and the day those go off is the day America dies because they've set up a system to totally take your liberties and freedoms when that happens. It has nothing to do with stopping terrorism. They could stop it. The globalists have no intention of stopping it. 9/11 is only the setup for this. We're now into the third hour. We're talking to John R. Moore. And again, Vietnam veteran, special operations, covert operations, psychological operations, undercover operations, surveillance operations, bodyguard for executive stars like Jane Fonda and Charlton Heston, private investigator, firearms instructor, intelligence analyst, and homicide detective. These are the jobs that have kept J.R. busy. And we are honored to have J.R. Moore on with us. And he's an author and, of course, lecturer. J.R., laying out the threats we face, and as you said, the government isn't there to protect us, aren't going to protect us, can't protect us. Number one, why do you say that?
Well, I say it because the mission statement of FEMA is much different than the old civil defense that they took the place of. The mission statement of civil defense was to provide facilities, including shelters stocked with food, medical supplies, cots, and blankets to take care of the citizens of this country. The mission statement of FEMA is to guarantee the continuity of government. That's their primary mission statement. Now, they will come in and provide training to state and local governments, but they don't really have the resources that civil defense used to.
But really, that's just training them how to be federalized.
And that's part of it. Absolutely, that is part of it. They want these state and local governments, people, to get used to command and control coming from the federals, and that's certainly part of it.
Unbelievable. In fact, I've looked at some of the public major disaster and terror attack drills they've done. It is not to protect the people, it's to protect the government.
Well, that's what I said. That's their mission statement, is to guarantee the continuity of government, and they do that very effectively. They don't have the resources to provide food, shelter, medical supplies for average citizens. It simply does not exist. The state and local governments have those facilities to a limited degree, very limited. Even something like a major hurricane will stretch all the resources of the entire country to the breaking point, and that's a very limited regional event. Anything that takes place over a widespread area involving several states and hundreds of thousands, perhaps several million people, the resources simply aren't there, Alex.
Well, with the depression, with 90% of the public knowing how to garden or ranch or farm, and people being very moral, we had almost complete breakdown and starvation. Today, with the spoiled yuppie population that knows how to watch Fear Factor but doesn't know how to tie their shoelaces, we're looking at total breakdown.
Absolutely. I do a lot of preparedness training, and whenever I'm working with a client, a female client under the age of 40, especially under the age of 30, the topic of her husband or boyfriend comes up almost without exception. These young women will say, he's useless. The young men today grow up not having the skills that were common and routine for young men growing up in this country 30 years ago. They can't change a spark plug. They can't do common skills involving hand tools. They're simply almost useless.
It's unbelievable. I'm proficient with firearms and know how to farm and ranch, and I know how to screw in a light bulb, but I'm not very technical. And my dad can basically fix anything because he grew up on a farm.
Well, farmers have the skills, and most of farming involves equipment maintenance and repair.
And that's disappeared.
Well, we have a lot less farmers, but the farmers that are here still have those skills.
We'll come back and talk about this and what it would look like in the first week, say, if three cities got hit by suitcase nukes. What would happen?
Alex.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, broadcasting from the occupied United States, occupied by the globalists and their crime syndicates. Think about this, my friends. Last year when they had the blackouts in the eastern area of the country, even spanning into Michigan, just for a day, society almost unraveled. Now, think about people in these mega cities of 10 million, 5 million people. Even if you knew how to work on a car, you can't work on the new cars made in the last 10 years. People don't even know the basics of survival. The grocery stores have got 2-3 days maximum of food on them. About, 60% of our farming now is done by the big mega companies, and that's done with a lot of it immigrant labor that's brought in. Argentina, the globalists, we got their own documents, pulled the rug out from under them economically by design. Joseph Stiglitz resigned and all this stuff went public. We had BBC reporters on covering it. And it went from yuppies, and they were the most industrialized, most wealthy country in Latin America, almost as wealthy as we are on average. And literally, there were Washington Post articles describing a tractor trailer tumping over with cows and the farmer middle class running up with crude knives, grabbing globs of raw meat, chopping it off, cramming it in their mouths. Again, in the Depression, 90% of people had skills. Now, I've got more skills than most people my age, and I don't have very many skills compared to my father. Who literally, had to fix combines and work on tractors and roof houses and and lasso cows, we have turned into a bunch of jellyfish. And the globalists are feeding into this, building these complex, compact cities for control, and then doing nothing to protect us from the threat of terrorism, actually fostering it and pushing it. Any comments to that? Our expert we have in-house with us, John Moore, expert on terrorism. And what do you see happening if those three nukes go off in our cities? What will happen in the first week, then the first month, and then what will America look like in a year?
Okay, Alex, then when the first nuclear device is discharged, there would be martial law declared in that region. Say, you mentioned Chicago, Cook County, and all the surrounding counties, it would be martial law declared immediately in those counties.
Let's talk about the type of nuke we'd be looking at, too. If it was a suitcase and it detonated at ground zero, what would be the blast radius of that?
Suitcase nuke could take out about a city block. It could be downtown, it could be in the suburbs, but that's the complete devastation would be about one city block. With another 8 to 10 city blocks sustaining a lot of damage, and another radius beyond that where there would be high radiation and some damage. Now, you're looking at a device that could be as small as a soccer ball to do that. That's all it takes.
And now, they were able to have a suicide pilot get up at a couple thousand feet and airburst it. We'd be looking at 10 times the damage.
The damage on the ground wouldn't be as great, but the radiation would be spread out a bit more in terms of the instant radiation. The ground burst would put more particulate up in the air that would become radioactive, and of course that would spread out over a wide area. The radiation.
You're more of an expert on this than I, in military intelligence, so you're saying that an airburst, because I'd always read from experts that an airburst would be worse.
It depends on the size of the device. If you've got a 20 megaton or a 50 megaton device, your airburst could be 1,000 feet above ground, ground level, and have a much greater devastation in terms of knocking down buildings. The smaller device, which a suitcase nuke is sometimes referred to, can only be 1 to 5 kilotons, which is no small thing. It would destroy, like I say, a city block and throw up all the dirt and debris it threw up in the air would all become radioactive. That doesn't happen as much in an airburst.
Yeah, you don't have it binding with the surrounding metals.
Well, the radioactivity has to, something has to become radioactive, and it has to be particulate, it has to be some kind of physical matter.
So going back to what you were saying, this goes off 50 to 100,000 people, if it's in a big, dense area, would be killed instantly?
It could be. In a densely populated area, that's a possibility. Now, like I mentioned, the martial law would be declared instantly for a radius of the immediate county and the surrounding counties. Now, if a second one went off a week later or a day later, you'd probably see nationwide martial law declared at that point.
And by then you'd already see the stock market completely tank.
At some point in there. Yes, at some point. Especially if it went off in Manhattan, of course. Manhattan, of course, and something to keep in mind, this is part of what I point out to my audiences, Alex. If it's truly an Arabic terrorist event, as opposed to some other contrived event, there's two audiences. The first audience, of course, is the American audience and the American economy. They want to terrorize Americans and hurt the American economy. That's the first audience. The second audience is the Arabic world. And that's why they pick these high-profile targets like the World Trade Center. The second audience, the terrorists want to impress the second audience. I'm powerful. I can do things. Give me your money. Give me your children. That's the second audience. That's why they pick high-profile targets that can be recognized in dirt-poor villages in these remote Islamic areas.
Well, for my sources, it's San Francisco, L.A., it's the obvious ones, Chicago. The CFR keeps saying Denver and Cleveland and Dallas for some reason. Houston.
All those cities you mentioned are easily recognized.
And obviously, D.C. is the main target.
Well, D.C. and Manhattan for obvious reasons. All those targets that you mentioned can be recognized in the most remote village with no electricity and dirt roads in these Islamic countries. So they serve both purposes. To have one go off in Springfield, Missouri, would serve no purpose as far as that second audience, because these Islamic people don't know what Springfield, Missouri is or where it is.
Now, and then again, even if the globalists were behind this, they also in their P2OG plan want to stir up and create an Islamic jihad. So even if it was the globalists doing it, which that's where we're what we're looking at here from all the evidence, it would also probably be the same target as well.
It would absolutely. It would fit that profile. Absolutely.
Okay, now, so a week into this, several devices go off. That's what we keep getting.
Life in this country would change forever, Alex. You and I would not live long enough to ever see a society the way it was that we've been used to. It would change forever.
And they tried to get that shift after 9/11. Oh, life has changed. Get used to it. But again, as you agree with me, that's a precursor.
Oh, yeah. That's just a warm-up. That's a warm-up event. And, of course...
Well, let's extrapolate out then from what we know FEMA will do and what others will do, how this extrapolates out to the public preparation for foreign troop occupation.
The public will demand and the government will be expected to restore order, to have, if there's rioting as a result, for example, of these events, whether it's contrived rioting or spontaneous rioting. We had contrived rioting in L.A. after the Rodney King verdict. People will want and people will expect the government to restore order. And whatever it takes, if it takes Russian troops or Chinese troops on the street corners so people can go to work, pay their mortgage, and pick up a steak and a six-pack of beer on the way home, they will accept that. 99% of the people in this country will accept whatever it takes to restore order.
Now, again, for those that are listening to this, if they're thinking Red Dawn, that'll never happen, that's crazy, our government won't let this happen, well, the people that own and run this government, whether it's Bush or Kerry, they're just puppets, the globalists really have been making these preparations. I mean, now we've got the EU taking over for NATO in countries all over the world. I mean, this is already happening.
Well, NATO, of course, is part of the United Nations, and the EU is becoming very, very strong. What we're going to end up with, Alex, is 10 regions of 10 countries. And, of course, the EU is becoming the biggest and most important one. The one comprising China and India is up and coming, certainly a huge economic area as well.
What do you see happening a month after the event takes place? Because, I mean, obviously food service, water delivery is going to start breaking down.
The infrastructure is at risk, and here's how I explain to people. Say you're living in a remote village in West Texas, and you might be saying to yourself and your family, well, I'm glad we're not living anywhere near a terrorist target. Well, let's say you have a family member who takes, say, products, let's say Synthroid, which is synthetic thyroid medicine for people who don't have a thyroid. It only comes from one place. There's a factory near Detroit that makes this. You're stocking... Your pharmacy out there in West Texas carries a 2 to 4 week supply of any given pharmaceutical product for the following two reasons. One, it's expensive. Two, it goes bad. And three, why would you carry a large inventory of stuff that goes bad and costs a lot of money? That pharmacy in West Texas, in turn, gets their supplies from a stocking warehouse somewhere within 80 to 100 miles, most likely, who in turn also has a 2 to 4 week supply. And, of course, the stocking warehouse gets their supply from the manufacturer near Detroit. All it takes, Alex, for your loved one not to get the Synthroid they need, and I'm just using Synthroid as an example, is for the disruption of any of the following three.
Fuel delivery.
The power grid, transportation, or telecommunications. Obviously, fuel is in there, and that falls under transportation. Anything that disrupts any one of those three things knocks out the other two, the power grid, telecommunications, and transportation.
We'll be right back with John Moore, expert on terrorism. And we'll read this Henry Kissinger quote when we get back. We'll continue with this discussion. Your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host, InfoWars.com. Got some new updates there. Definitely want to be checking that out, PrisonPlanet.tv as well.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey Filter Elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit SeaMineral.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Today, America would be outraged if United Nations troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there were an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing that every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished. for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world government.
Dr. Henry Kissinger, Bilderberg Conference, Evian, France, 1991. And they're doing nothing to stop any of this. In fact, engineering it, talking to John Moore. John, when we come back in the next segment, we're going to take some calls, but we have gotten up to the point now of just one example, one medication, one thing. And then once things do start breaking down, it really could cause a total breakdown of the society unless a large enough group in the population had prepared. I mean, the government itself has bunkers and food supplies and weapons and all this, but then they discourage cities and counties and individuals doing it. It's almost like some kind of sign of being evil if you do.
Absolutely, Alex. As you know from reading my bio, I've been around law enforcement and criminal matters for, this is my 32nd year. I'm still doing this for a living, by the way. You separate people who are addicted to nicotine, for example, from access to tobacco products. People addicted to nicotine will do almost anything to gain access to tobacco products. People addicted to alcohol will do almost anything they need to do to gain access to alcoholic products. We have a large percentage of people in this country with prescription psychoactive drugs of one form or another who would be cut off from that supply, which gives them the ability to live a somewhat normal life.
25 million people.
That's a lot of adults. A lot of adults going wacko because they don't have access to their prescription medications.
And again, even the drugs themselves are bad enough, folks, but it's proven. You go off these instantly, you go completely insane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. The real threat, as I mentioned that little story about the Synthroid, is having the infrastructure break down. And it's a very delicate infrastructure. We have just-in-time delivery. We have overnight capabilities from Maine to California.
And that's been done as a cost cutter.
Absolutely. And it's, on one hand, it's the most efficient and wonderful system of delivering products that's ever existed. On the other, it is very, very vulnerable to disruption.
So imagine, folks, 2-3 weeks into this, there's not going to be food.
Food is the way they will control. That's what has been demonstrated. Bosnia is probably the best working example of how they're going to go about the business of exercising control.
I've even seen documents where they again say it's a big war game, basically.
It is. And they will make a game of it. If you want food, tell us who has guns. If you want more food, tell us who has other guns. That's the way the game's going to be played. They will use food as a method of control.
Well, the UN head over the food program and population program in 97 said in China, she said, we will use food as a weapon and we don't apologize about that. And also this obsession with the children. We knew about this years before, but then last year, Gannett News Service, Washington Post came out and said, yeah, during an attack, we're going to take all your children from the schools and make you come get them at another location. And under a red alert, basically, all your rights are stripped. And then now they're running these ad council ads where talk to your children about what you do during a terror attack. They're really gearing up for this. How do the schools fit into this?
Well, they certainly have the capability of doing that on a limited basis. To do it nationwide would be quite difficult, but certainly they have the ability to do that on a limited basis.
Why are they training for it then?
Well, they'll be doing it on a selective, limited basis as they feel the need to, Alex. They certainly have the wherewithal to do that. They can't do it everywhere at the same time, and I think there are a lot of patriotic sheriffs at the county level who would resist that. But the sheriffs who are appointed, which is happening more and more, appointed sheriffs instead of elected sheriffs, they're a lot more likely to do what they're told.
Yeah, you got to love this. The sheriff is the elected official. That's the original body, and then the cities take that over.
Right. Well, it's happening. They promote this in the name of efficiency and saving money to have appointed sheriffs instead of elected sheriffs, but you give up a lot when you have an appointed sheriff.
Unbelievable. We'll talk more about how to prepare for this when we get back with John Moore. We'll also tell you about his new book and a lot more, so stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're talking to John Moore. We're going to go back to him here in just about 2 or 3 minutes. Then we're going to go to Anthony, Tim, Mike, Phil, and Steve, and others for our guest, John Moore, J.R. Moore. And the website's libertyman.com. We'll plug some of his great information here in just a few minutes. First off, Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, one of our big sponsors. It's where I buy my water filters. I bought them as gifts for others. A lot of the filters you buy at the store are knockoffs or don't even clean the water up. They just take some of the bad taste out. This takes it out to non-detectable levels. That means the electron microscopes, they can't find anything. And they got them for $199, the big fancy ones for $259. You get two free gifts, survival DVDs or potassium iodide. They got the $20 sports bottles that'll do 600 and something refills of tap water, 130 refills of lake or creek or slime water to make it safe to drink. Just a great sponsor, and it's perfect to have her up while we're talking about this. Debbie, tell folks about some of the specials and the holiday special you got going.
Hi there, Alex. Thanks for having me. Well, the holiday specials, we really want to encourage people to think about buying water filters for people for their holiday presents. In fact, I'm going to say the really bad word, Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever, you know, because you're going to go out and buy presents anyway. Why not give them the gift of good health and life? And, you know, our bodies are composed of more than 75% of water, approximately. And you just never know what you're getting out there. But the Berkey water filters, you can filter your water and be assured that you're getting the best possible clean water. And the specials are really great because we want to encourage people, if they buy one for themselves or buy multiple of them, instead of giving one free gift, we're going to double that. We're going to give two free gifts if they, you know, for each multiple that they buy, and I'll explain that to them when they call in. But it's great because not only can they give the water filter to someone, but let's say they buy two Berkey lights with lights, they're going to get five free sport bottles, or they can mix and match, get five of something. So not only do they have, you know, a gift for themselves.
And you have the Sheltering in Place DVD and VHS.
Yeah, and I really love that Sheltering in Place. It's so practical.
Yeah, it's by U.S. government chemical, biological, radiological expert at really how to protect your house, not what Governor Ridge said, here, have some duct tape. You've also got the Prudent Places, 500 full-color maps, all the statistics. Good thing to have. People can also buy all those individually if you want to call and get those.
That's
Give
right.
Debbie a call right now, folks. 1-888-803-4438. Tell them it's the Alex Jones Holiday Special, because you won't get the same deal if you don't tell them that. 1-888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com. And by going to BerkeyWater.com, just in the comment section, tell them what free gift or gifts you want. So BerkeyWater.com or InfoWars.com,
right,
if you go there as well. Or 1-888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. And I wanted to mention, on the website, you can print out our brochures if you want to read about it. There's a spot where you click on brochures, and you can print out the same literature that I mail to people.
Well, that's
that
awesome.
You can read that.
That's awesome, Debbie. Thank you so much, and take care.
Thanks, Alex. Bye.
And when you give her a call, if there's only a couple people there answering the phone, if it's busy or it goes to voicemail, leave her name and number. She'll call you right back. Thanks a million, Debbie. Again, that's 888-803-4438. Going back to John Moore and then to your calls. John, speaking of getting prepared, you've got some materials available that are excellent for people. Tell folks about that.
I do. At my website, you'll find my book titled Feel Safe Anywhere, You Can Be Your Own Bodyguard. It's a book directed towards families, people with children, business people while traveling, to be safe while traveling, while at home, and how to keep their kids safe. I spend a lot of time in the book talking about the mental preparedness and the combat mindset, which is very important. I also have a two-hour seminar in front of a live audience on videotape titled Family Safety in Perilous Times, Surviving Terrorist Attacks. Included with that is a two-page printed document that lists on one side common grocery store foods that will help build your immune system. The other side is a list of resources for books, training, and equipment that people would want to have access to. Now, here's a little Green Beret trick for people that want to get Debbie's water filters that will help. This involves filtering creek, pond, or river water. You want to get a supply of paper coffee filters to pre-filter before you put it into your Berkey. This will extend the life tremendously by two or three times.
In fact, they'll tell you that. You take a rubber band and a coffee filter and put it around it.
Absolutely. That's a trick, and it does work, and it will get that big particulate out and extend the life of your Berkey considerably by taking that big stuff out first.
Actually,
that's a little trick right there.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Again, thelibertyman.com. Have you got a phone number you want to give out?
I think let's go with the Internet. I do have a toll-free number at the Internet site, and I have a radio show every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Republic Broadcasting, and it's a lot of fun to be back on the air after being off for several years.
Yeah, I mean, you've done basically everything. And of course, you were a bodyguard for executive stars and others,
yeah.
Jane Fonda, Charlton Heston.
A lot of people you never heard of.
Tell us the Jane Fonda story.
When I got that, when I was asked by these people to do this assignment, my first response was to turn it down. Now, keeping in mind, the Vietnam War was still going on. This is about 1973. And the people wanted me to set up the security detail. They said, well, John, look at it this way. If somebody tries to hurt her, they could hurt innocent people nearby. And I said, oh, yeah, you're right. So I went ahead and accepted the assignment. In hindsight, Jane Fonda was led astray by the communists she was hanging around with in France, including her, I don't know if he was her husband or boyfriend at the time, a young woman in her mid-20s who, quite frankly, didn't know what the hell she was getting involved with. And anyway, she's since become a Christian, and I hope she's prayed to God for
forgiveness.
You know,
she's left the country. She only makes visits, she said, because she, quote, heard what was coming. That was 3 years ago, and she now lives down in Latin America.
Well, I don't know about that. She claims to be a born-again Christian. I hope she is, and I hope she's prayed for forgiveness for what she did during the Vietnam War. The Charlton Heston event was an NRA event in St. Louis. We had a good day and a good detail. And also, it's not my bio, but I was I had a security detail for former Ambassador Alan Keyes recently. And that was a fun time to be with Ambassador Keyes while he was in St. Louis.
Yeah, he's a lot better than most of these politicians. Let's go to some calls. Let's talk to up first here, Anthony in Louisiana. Anthony, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi, I have a question about the Oklahoma City bombing, and that is I don't understand how all these people were complicit in it, but yet Nichols and McVeigh never raised a word with their lawyers about these people, these other people. I mean, I don't have to be...
Well, Nichols said he didn't do it, and McVeigh, was found by state police drooling, saying, I've got a chip, with a gun... drooling on the side of the road, and then his doctor was Jolly and West. He admitted him, K-Ultra doctor. I mean, I've made two films about it. We've had a 50 guests on about it. I mean, just bottom line, the official story of Oklahoma City is a complete fraud. Do you have any comments on that, Mr. Moore?
I, for the sake of brevity, ditto, ditto, ditto.
I mean, the building was blown out. We have video of them removing the bombs. It goes on and on. The feds won't release the videotapes. We've talked to the feds who saw them. It shows McVeigh with Iraqis. Then who are those Iraqis? They lead back the Republican Guard, trained here in the 80s when we were allies with Saddam, brought back in by Bush Sr. and another wave by Clinton. They thought they were part of some type of terror drill. At the same time, you have the BATF showing up a minute and a half after the blast in full bomb gear that takes 20 minutes to put on, telling local police and firemen who we have in the film that we were told not to go to work that day. He goes on and on and on. So
right.
Does that answer your question?
It's a bottomless pit of deception and fraud and corruption.
I mean, but if you were their legal counsel, wouldn't, even if they wanted to or not, wouldn't you try to subpoena some of these agents? Or
Do you know who their legal counsel was?
I guess they're a city appointed, or I mean,
Stephen Jones. And that's a whole other story about Stephen Jones and the $17 million he got.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Moore.
Tim, good afternoon.
I was wanting to ask on a couple of other Patriots. I don't think we mentioned this afternoon. Cybo Edmonds and Colleen Rowley. What's the latest on those two, and are they okay?
I don't know Colleen personally. I know Special Agent Robert Wright, who went public in the fall of, disregard that, in the spring of 2002.
They threatened him with the W199I, right, with arrest, if he talked about what he knew?
Yeah, I got him on tape off C-SPAN holding up the letter. He'd been threatened with arrest if he tells you what he knows. Rowley is a shill. She comes out with limited information. And then, ooh, she's the big whistleblower. They give her attention. I don't know what you call that tactic, Moore.
That I read the complete, it was either 10 or 12 page memorandum she wrote to the director of the FBI.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
That's if you want to wreck your FBI career, just sign your name to a document like that. You don't, you know, that is not career enhancing. The chance of promotion or going any place in the FBI ended the moment she put her signature.
What I'm
on that
saying
document.
Is the info she brought out is 1/100 as hardcore as Wright and others.
It's a tiny percentage, and it's part of a bigger puzzle. Absolutely. And
so the media focused on what she had to say instead of all the others.
Focusing on Colleen is a distraction from a lot of really good stuff, that's true.
So we should pay more attention to Mr. Wright than Colleen Rowley.
And the other agents in Arizona and Dallas.
And Minnesota.
I met with Special Agent Wright in Chicago in the offices of Bill Shippers 6 weeks before 9/11.
Oh, I'd love to. You know, Shippers was all over trying to stop it. He was on the show 2 weeks after 9/11, but he was on before that. What were you there for?
I was there for a meeting with the man in charge of Judicial Watch at the time, Larry Klayman. And I was called into the conference room because I was about to accept an assignment to take over the new St. Louis office for Judicial Watch. And I was there for the whole conference. And I signed two Department of Justice non-disclose agreements at that time. And of course, when Shippers and Wright went public 8 months later, I was released from all that. But, the whole topic of the discussion was trying to get arrest warrants issued against Hamas terrorists inside this country because Wright couldn't figure out how to do it. He went through the chain of command and could not get arrest warrants issued against known terrorists.
Well, that's because W199I was blocking it.
He was blocked by people inside the Department of Justice.
And by the way, those individuals got cash bonuses and got promoted.
Well, absolutely.
One more quick question, if I may, if we could go back to the Vietnam discussion for a second. Was Colin Powell involved in the cover-up? And I'm asking this because I can see right now, one by one in the administration, the foxes are leaving the hen house. Was he involved in the cover-up at the massacre at Malai?
I don't have any information on that. Do you, Alex?
No, and let me just tell you this. Okay, people think rats are leaving the ship. Really, they're just going to cash in. They always do this. And they're just removing lightning rods of criticism to put in new villains we'll have to learn the names of.
Who will probably even be worse than the original.
Well, like Alberto, I Love Torture Gonzalez, yeah. Thanks for the call, Tim. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hello.
Mr. Moore.
Hello.
In response to your previous caller, yeah, Paul was involved with My Lai. He was the major investigating case.
Yeah, it struck a bell. I just didn't have the specifics, so I didn't comment on it.
Yeah, and he basically took the commanding officer's word for it and just kind of swept it under the rug. And then of course, the truth came out. And any other, you know, anyone but a kept officer like Paul would have been hanged over that. But he went on to bigger and better things, of course. Mr. Moore, I wanted to ask you, you know, when this event occurs, this horrible event we've been talking about, government is bound to say, well, they shielded this device. There's no way we could detect it. Will that be believable?
Oh, absolutely. With enough lead shielding, you have to be within just a few feet to be able to find one of these things.
Let me ask something here, because I've read what the radiological experts have said, and just with the declassified type readers they have in helicopters and things, it supposedly takes massive amounts of lead shielding, and then they supposedly have classified new satellite-based systems that use a different type of reader that can look through hundreds of feet of stone. I mean, so talking about the level of lead shielding you need, wouldn't that thus not make it a suitcase nuke? I mean, you're talking about something even larger.
Possibly, but the suitcase nukes would be the weapon of choice because any nuclear device going off would cause massive problems, and they're a lot easier to conceal from detection.
How much lead shielding would that take?
I don't know. I'm qualified to comment on that, Alex, but it can be done. That's the bottom line.
Oh, right. What I've gotten from good sources is they've got new devices, and by new I mean decades old, but they're classified that they can see every bit of this.
That's certainly possible. And if these things aren't detected and they have the capability of doing so, that certainly points to government complicity, doesn't it?
Yeah. Anything else, Mike?
No, sir. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Phil in Oregon. Phil, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, just an Arnold update. Last night on KOBI-TV out of Medford, they had a phone-in poll on whether we should amend the Constitution for foreign-born to run for president. The result was a stunning 93% rejection. You are penetrating the West. And,
well, I think it sounds like a radio broadcast. You got a great voice. It sounds like KOBI... just ran a real poll, and I think it's people's common sense. That's in Medford, Oregon?
Yes.
Did you find that online? Can you email that to me?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's online, Alex, but it was on the tube last night. I also want to tell you that you did an interview a couple of Fridays ago at the original Rush Limbaugh station, KFBK in Sacramento.
Yes.
The nighttime neocon host, Mark Williams, made disparaging comments about you, but he replayed your entire interview in the evening for the rest of us to hear.
And, I mean, disparaging comments, I mean, let me get a comment from Mr. Moore on this. I mean, the elite, former President Bush pushed for Arnold to don't bet against him, and, you know, it's going to happen 2 days ago. I mean, they really are trying to set this guy up. Why do you think that is?
Arnold might just be a distraction in order to have some other foreign national become president, like Mikhail Gorbachev, perhaps, or some other person.
Yeah, or George Soros. Anything else? So what kind of stuff was this talk show host saying?
Oh, he was just saying that he is not a Nazi. He repeatedly said that he is not a Nazi. But nevertheless, Alex, he replayed your entire interview, so he must have some conscience.
Well, that's good, but Arnold campaigns for Nazis after it's exposed that they are Nazis.
You're doing a great job.
And we have him hailing Hitler, a photo of him on the website. Well, what does that mean? I mean, yeah, he might not have been in 1944 a National Socialist because he wasn't alive then. Thank you for the call. We'll come back and talk to Steve in Ohio and a few others with our guests, Mr. Moore, who we'll have to have back on soon.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We're here live, back from 9 to midnight Central, on the global shortwave during the day at 9.985. And, of course, at night at 3210, or on your local AM or FM station, or the Internet at InfoWars.com. Before we go back to Mr. Moore and take a final call or two. I've made 11 films. I'm offering some of them as low as $5.95 apiece. Like my new film. You buy one copy, regular price, $19.95, of American Dictators. 5 minutes short of being 2 hours long. You get each additional copy for $5.95, so you can give them as gifts. Or just make copies of the one you buy. Just get them out to people. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, the preeminent 9/11 film out there, many have said. $24.95 for one copy, almost 3 hours long. Each additional copy, $5.95 with that order. Bunch of different specials. Just call and ask about them. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart at Infowars.com. You can watch clips of the films, read about them, look at all the specials, Infowars.com. And last but not least, my new film won't be out for a few months, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. But the 4.5-minute trailer is at Infowars.com. Please get it and spread it around. I'm pretty proud of it. A foreshadowing of what's coming. Steve in Ohio, you're one of our last callers on the air with Mr. Moore. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? Real quick comment. I happened to tape the last broadcast of Tom Brokaw last night, and they were covering the Iraq War, and guess what? They are going to biometrically scan the people of Fallujah with eye scans, and they also made it clear that they were going to shoot to kill anybody that doesn't conform to the law. I mean, and they didn't say insurgents. They made it clear it was when they let the citizens back into the city to reclaim whatever's left.
Wait a minute. You're joking. Tom Brokaw's last show, they said, we're going to retina scan. I know they've issued ID cards.
I got the audio clip already queued up, and it's ready to go. Do you want to hear it?
I got to hear it. Here it is, folks.
Many others are badly damaged. So far, the plan is for most of the city's 250,000 residents to return in stages. At first, only a few thousand will be let in. They'll be fingerprinted, given a retina scan, and then an ID card, which will only allow them to travel around their homes or to nearby aid centers, which are now being built. The Marines will be authorized to use deadly force against those breaking the rules. Tom?
Richard, what's the latest on the election?
Hear that?
Now, let me stop you. That is the most, that's what they've trained for here in America.
Yes.
I have video of them doing the mock retina scans, the cards, all that, in Police State 2000.
Yeah.
That's what, I'm begging you, will you mail that to me immediately?
Yes, I will. I'll give you the video, the whole thing of it, but I was shocked when I saw it. They made it clear that they're going to retina scan the people. I cannot believe these poor people are like third world people. They're already putting them under this tyranny.
Hey, listen, they're tearing out all their agriculture, everything. It's dehumanization.
Yeah.
And folks, that is the Antichrist beast system.
Right.
And then you've got your card, and if you walk to the wrong place, we're going to go ahead and shoot you. Mr.
Yeah.
Moore, I mean, this the comments, final comments.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, and this is a heads up for what we're looking forward to in this country in the not too distant future.
I'm almost speechless after that. Do you promise me,
yes,
Steve,
Alex,
that you're going to mail that to me?
I can. What do I send it to? Which address?
Send it to 3001.
Yes.
South Lamar,
okay.
LAMAR.
Yeah, I'll email you before I send it to let you know what I'm sending it in. Okay.
Suite 100.
Okay.
Austin, Texas.
Okay.
78704. And I tell you what, if you FedEx that bad boy to me, I'll send you 3 or 4 free videos.
Okay, I will FedEx it to you. I'll give you a super standard play copy. It's a high quality copy.
Yeah, and just thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Unbelievable. Did you hear that?
I heard it. Can I get out my 800 number?
Yes,
I
want to fire it out.
866-965-3007.
Say it again.
866-965-3007.
Thank you. Hello.